Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Today we're going to be discussing questions you should ask your agent before listing your home. How do you pick a price? Now, this is a topic that I have talked on many times in the past, but it's very important for you to ask your agent how they arrived at their listing price. I always provide a comparative market analysis to show my clients the homes that have sold, as well as what their current active competition is and the homes that are pending on the market. By utilizing these three key factors, it helps us to position the property properly to make sure it gets sold fast and for the most amount of money. Who am I working with? In the real estate industry today, teams are all the rage. I have one myself. When you're gonna go list with a team leader, make sure you ask the question, who will I be working with? The agent should be able to tell you exactly who to contact with any questions you may have, because the person who comes and signs the contract may not always be your point of contact throughout the entire process. How will we communicate? In addition to knowing who you're talking to, how you're talking to them is also vitally important. Whether you prefer to text, email, or speak on the phone, make sure you set those expectations on the front end so that everybody knows exactly how you'll be communicated to throughout the process of marketing and selling your home. How much will it cost? A lot of times when I'm working with a first-time seller, they think the commission is the only thing they have to pay to close on the property, but that is not necessarily the case. When you're getting ready to list your home, ask your agent what other fees you might have to pay for, because sometimes closing costs are going to be expected depending on the price range you're in, as well as how you're going to prorate or make an allowance for taxes. All of these fees are things that you should be able to kind of figure out on the front end to get a good estimated idea of what your net proceeds will be after the sale. What's your marketing plan? A good listing agent should have a written marketing plan that can tell you exactly all the things they're gonna do to get your home sold. Whether that's posting it online or using social media, they should let you know exactly what to expect throughout the entire process of getting your house sold. What should I do to get my house ready? No house is perfect, and it doesn't matter how much you've done to make it look as good as possible. This is a question you should always ask, because there are certain things that you can do to depersonalize the house to make it look better. Always ask your agent specifically what you need to do to get your home ready to sell, and they should have an answer to let you know what to do. How long is this gonna take? Always ask your agent how long they expect your home to take to sell, because you may be looking at the days on market of the entire market as a whole, but it doesn't necessarily give you the exact timeline of the segment that you are in. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and all these questions that you should be asking your agent if you're thinking about selling your home. Be sure to check the description for a link to the article where I found this information, or you can tweet me at Aaron Advantage with additional questions you think you should be asking.